When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Les Paul, the magic piano fingers of radio Eddie Duchin, and Bing's confrère, the man who goes in like a lamb but comes out like MGM's lion, Frank Morgan. And here, slipping out of his balmakan and into his pipe and slippers, is Mr. C.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You're reaching a little, aren't you, Bing?
What do you mean?
We never see any snow in sunny California.
Well, you lads that fall out of the sack at noon don't, but I was up at the crack up at 6 o'clock this morning.
No.
And that white stuff in my front yard wasn't Kraft cottage cheese, I'll tell you that.
Well, I guess it does get a little frosty that early, but what do you do up at 6?
Well, I whistle a few bars of reveille, shake the four sprouts out of the feathers, and scrub four pairs of ears. And you know those Crosby flaps.
I'd rather wash an elephant.
Hiya, Bing. Hiya, Ken.
Magic Fingers Duchin, I believe.
Greetings, Eddie.
Say, Bing, you know, you're talking about getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Reminds me of the old days in New York when we were starving to death.
Yeah, why'd we get up so early to starve, I wonder?
Well, we had to get up early. We slept in the lobby of the Astor.
I thought we slept in the lobby of the Waldorf.
Oh, that was much later. You know, after we'd caught on.
Oh, yes, we were.
You fellas had it pretty tough, huh?
Oh, tough. If it hadn't been for a friendly hamburger hustler and an all-night beanery, we would never have had a thing to eat.
Say, Bing, whatever became of that guy that used to put our hamburgers on the cuff?
He's selling Pepsodent on Tuesday night, say.
Well, he sure was.
I'm out of my laugh, Eddie.
No,
it's building.
But he sure was a nice fella.
Well, he's changed.
Remember, Bing, all our struggling, and then we finally got a booking at the Capitol Theater on Broadway?
Oh, the Capitol, and I'll never forget the next day they declared a big bank holiday, and there we were, you and me, and Milton Berle was on the bill. There we were in that great big theater all alone, the three of us.
Yeah, five shows a day to the ushers.
It was rugged, Eddie, really rugged. But you don't seem to have much time on your hands now, do you?
By coincidence, I do.
Yeah?
Time on my hands happens to be my piano number.
I seem to have fallen victim to a song cue.
Well, song cue too.
Oh, no.
Do you mind if I throw in it had to be you?
Sounds like a sensational parley to me. Where can a fella get down here about 2 o'clock? Very good, Eddie. You know, I really feel that I can speak with some slight authority about popular guitar players because it's been my good fortune to have quite a few good ones bolster my beat baritone through the years. Consider Les Paul, and I think you'll agree that he's an outstanding guitar player. If you'll all hold still first for a few minutes for some choice chatter about cheddar, we're going to let you hear Les play the guitar.
Many of you homemakers are planning new model kitchens to save you time and work in getting meals. But are you overlooking some speed-up, ease-up things you can have in your kitchen right now? I mean the handy, delicious Kraft cheese spreads. They give you swell sandwiches or appetizers or between-meal snacks in a hurry. The seven tempting Kraft cheese spreads can be real time and trouble savers, half a dozen ways this coming week. They're so helpful with lunch boxes or hearty lunchtime sandwiches at home. And just the thing to set out with crackers for a hospitable snack when folks drop in the evening. Look at your dealer's display of Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow and pick out an assortment. Some are temptingly mild in flavor, others are zestful. But in every case, the Kraft name on the label tells you you're getting a quality cheese spread every time.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. I haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Never know how many dreams I've dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
You're still very feathery on the equipment there. Stand by now for the charioteers and the spiritual. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost?
Hallelujah, well, didn't old Pharaoh get lost? Get lost, lost, get lost, lost. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea?
Held it over, well,
didn't old Pharaoh get lost? Get lost, lost, get lost, lost. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea?
The Lord spoke unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh now. Pharaoh's heart, to me he will not bow. Then Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh they did go. Thus saith the God of Israel, won't you let my people go? Hallelujah, well,
didn't know Pharaoh get lost, oh, lost, get lost, oh, lost, get lost, Lord. I didn't know Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea.
Hark, hear the children murmur, they cry aloud for bread. Down came the hidden manna, and the hungry soldiers fed. Then men and women and children to Moses they did flock. They cried aloud for water, and old Moses smote the rock. Hallelujah, well,
didn't old Pharaoh get lost, get lost, get lost, lost. Didn't old Pharaoh get lost in the Red Sea?
Lost in the Red
charioteers. Wonderful. Now from the dulcet tones of a spiritual to something a little more earthy. If you saw the MGM Technicolor picture, The Harvey Girls, you recognize this gent as the man that Harvey kept away from the girls, Monsieur Frank Morgan.
Well, thank you, thank you.
You're looking very chipper this gay St. Valentine's Day, Frank.
Oh, don't mention Valentine's Day. It brings back unpleasant memories. I was shot with an arrow once.
Huh? Cupid? Yeah.
No, I was courting an Indian girl, and her father let me have it. It was nearly a bow and arrow wedding.
You departed, I presume.
My boy, I got out faster than Nicky's.
I just went. Dickie's on the outside. You're really a fast man, aren't you?
Yes,
Frank?
As a matter of fact, my speedy footwork once won me the championship of the Golden Glove.
Why, Frank, are you interested in the manly art of fisticuffs?
Are you joking, Rosenbach?
I never knew that.
There was a time when I myself had the reputation of being the fastest boxer in the game. In my bout with the wild bull of the Pampas, I was all over the ring. Back and forth, everywhere with the speed of light, and never once could he lay a glove on me.
Were you that fast?
No, my girdle was caught on the ring post.
That's right, Bing. I was there.
That's a lie.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just not used to having anyone agree with me. Never will I forget the day when I decided to follow a career of pugilism. I'd settled down for none but the best. So I went to the finest gymnasium in the country and said to the man in charge, "Hello, I'm Frank Morgan.
What can I do for you?"
"I want a train."
"You can use one with that caboose here."
"Is my red lantern out again?"
"Well, I've trained a lot of fighters, but I don't think you're much of a specimen."
"Well, you've got to admit I look good in these tights."
"Why?"
"These are the ones Betty Grable wore on the Dolly Sisters."
"What a sneaky way to get into shape."
Completing my physical training course, I soon gained quite a reputation in the ring and was very pleased when my manager said...
"Morgan?"
"Yes?"
"You're ready for the big time."
"I am?"
"You won your last 10 fights by knockouts."
"You don't mean..."
"Yeah. From now on, you start fighting men."
Well, heartened by this news and feeling that no man was my equal, I patterned myself after the illustrious John L. Sullivan. Striding confidently into a local tavern, I swung open the door, thrust out my chest, and boldly challenged, "I can lick any man behind the bar. I can lick any man standing in front of the bar. I can lick any man in the room." Took in too much territory. Crawling back to my training quarters, I was confronted by a camp hanger-on who was anxious to curry favor with me, and he spoke invitingly.
"Have a drink, Mr. Morgan."
"I don't drink. I'm a clean living athlete."
"Have a cigar."
"I don't smoke. I'm a clean living athlete."
"I got a beautiful blonde outside who's just crazy to go out with you."
"Shake hands with the stumble bum." Satisfied now that I had cast all temptation aside, I quickly rounded to the peak of my physical prowess, and at last came the night of my championship fight with the heretofore undefeated Killer O'Toole. As the Killer and I left the dressing rooms and approached the ring, I immediately sensed that there was a tremendous interest in the crowd. The announcer called out,
"In this corner, Killer O'Toole! In this corner, Frank Morgan!"
"Wee." O'Toole was the underdog. The bell rang, and as I rushed to the center of the ring, the Killer said...
"You're a pushover, Morgan.
Huh?
I think you've got a glass jaw."
"Oh, don't be silly, man. Go ahead and hit me there if you think I've got a glass jaw." "Well, just don't stand there. Sweep it up." The next thing I knew, I was being revived in my dressing room, and my faithful trainer peered at me through the ammonia fumes and said...
"Gee, Mr. Morgan, that guy was giving you his rabbit punches. Nothing but rabbit punches."
I wondered why they came so fast. After this defeat, public opinion took a downward trend and the Morgan star was descending fast. I found it impossible to attain a bout. I decided to change my name. Never getting out of shape, I skipped rope from office to office looking for a match. One promoter queried,
"Why did you change your name to the Butcher Shop Kid?"
"Well, it's because of my own original style of fighting.
Yeah?
First a right hand to the head, then a left to the kidney, an uppercut to the chops, and then a right cross to the short ribs."
"And then?"
"I get knocked on my pot roast." Leaving his office, I continued my weary search, and finally, eureka! The happy day came. I was signed to fight a bout with Hopalong Rudolph, a boxing kangaroo. This was man against beast. As I squared off, I was determined to finish the bout with one punch and was about to deliver my terrifying right cross when a head emerged from the kangaroo's pouch and a voice said,
"You wouldn't strike my mother, would you?"
Zipper over his head. I sensed that it was in the bag. Oh, no. And taking the winner's purse, I blithely went on my way.
Wait, just a minute. Steady there, Frank. Wait.
What?
Who won the fight?
Me, of course. I did it by planting a handsome male kangaroo in the audience at the ringside. And my opponent instantly became enamored of him.
Well, did your trick help you win the fight, Frank?
Naturally. She swore off fighting, married the kangaroo, and they lived happily ever after.
Nice. So long.
Oh, good. While Frank staggers to the nearest Turkish bath to steam the rosin out of his back, let's segue to another kid that's pretty handy with his mitts. Eddie Duchin. I'm giving an old tune a whirl, and I'd sort of like to have Eddie come in here and there and spar with me during the lulls. If we make good, we may get another booking at the Capitol, Eddie. Burl is available, I hear. You may proceed, John Scott.
Kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. And they can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Just just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, well, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Hey, Bing, I saw all the Bells of St. Mary's last night and fell in love with that song about the land of beginning again. Would you do it for me?
Well, you don't have to twist my arm, Kenneth. I shall knock it right after your spiel about what's good with the meal.
Everybody loves a hostess who can put on a party without making a lot of fuss about it. So let's talk about shortcuts to party success. If it's a swank affair you're giving, the kind that starts off with a big assortment of appetizers, you'll find Kraft cheese spreads are wonderful work savers. For instance, tantalizing Roca to stuff celery. Kraft pimento or olive pimento spread on potato chips. Rich old English spread between halves of stuffed olives. Kraft relish cheese spread on toasted crackers. What an array of tempters, and so easy. But if it's a little informal party, then just set out the crackers and potato chips with an assortment of Kraft cheese spreads and let everybody make his own snack. Stock your refrigerator tomorrow with several varieties of the famous Kraft cheese spreads, for husky sandwiches, of course, and for any little party that may just spring up at your house this weekend. When you see the name Kraft on the label, you know you're getting a cheese spread of real quality.
Skies are always blue, though we've made mistakes, that's true. Let's forget the past and start life anew, though we've wandered by a river of tears, where sunshine won't come through. Let's find that paradise where sorrow can't live, and learn the teaching of forget and forgive in the land of beginning again, where broken dreams come true.
In the land of
sunshine won't come through. Let's find that paradise where sorrow can't live, and learn the teaching of forget and forgive in the land of beginning again, where
Shall we wrap her up? Any unfinished business?
No, Ming, I guess that's about it.
Meeting's adjourned, then. We'll take up next Thursday night. Same place, same time. Good night.
Night. See you next Thursday. Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday and hear John Scott Trotter as Orchestra and Chorus, the Charioteers, the Magic Piano Fingers of Radio Eddie Duchin, Bubbling Frank Morgan, and Bing Crosby. Good night, everybody.
And now here's an important reminder. Be sure to pick up a jar of tangy golden Kraft salad mustard on your next shopping trip. With friends dropping in during the weekend, you may be called upon to prepare quick lunches. And that's when Kraft Salad Mustard really comes in handy, because it adds such zestful flavor to frankfurters, sandwich spreads, relishes, and salad dressings. You'll also want a jar of Kraft Horseradish Mustard with snappy horseradish added for the folks who prefer a sharper flavor. Buy both of these delicious Kraft quality mustards when you shop tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.